I like Pete singing 18 tonight. Feet from his mic bit. Do you like that bit?
I didn't know my mic was live.
It's live.
I would have stood up.
We're rocking.
Hey, baby.
We're celebrating the memory of Chester Bennington, beloved son of Ron and brother of Gail.
Enough time has passed. We can talk about it.
Yeah, yeah. We can. It's been, what, 2 weeks? We can talk about how he was murdered alongside Chris Cornell. Because they're yeah, they're uncovering a pedophile ring.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, it's, you know, Pizzagate 2.0 stuff.
I was just gonna say Pizzagate, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's.
Chris Stanley said it was Pizzagate.
Like, if a lead singer can't.
Chris Stanley did.
Yeah. He told me. Yeah, he said, you know, brother and father. He's very close to them. He said, yeah, I think it was a Pizzagateist.
Well, if you can't trust a rock lead singer to get to the bottom of kids getting raped, like, what is there in this world? Like, you know why OJ got away? Because James Hetfield wasn't on that bitch. That's why.
Because the Bronco was white.
Okay, there's that too. Everyone, welcome to Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio. I'm joined
by... Don't just smile. People need to laugh.
Chris is already stilted
a little bit. He's mad at me.
He's mad at me. Don't take. He's giving me the death stare. What's up, buddy? What's up, Chris?
You guys ready to start the show?
Yeah, the show's on.
Cool.
Okay, you're good. You're pumped. I like that.
This should be fun.
It should. He's doing another. He's doing one of his famous characters called Chris is tired from work and has had some drinky poos and doesn't want to be here and wishes he was watching the silly gnats at home.
None of that is true except for the last part.
About wishing you were watching your nationals?
Yes.
Your natinals? Pete, do you wish you were watching the Orioles?
No, not anymore.
Good.
I wish I had that feeling, but I don't... They're just...
Well, they've died this season.
Yeah, this season is
They've
just
died like
repulsive.
This episode already has, right
they're,
on the vine.
They're repulsive, man. I can't believe them this season, so...
I wish I were.
I'm sorry, I didn't recognize anybody doing a Jewish bit out of the gate, so I don't see how it could have died off the vine.
Well, this is killing it hard. This
a little bit
is a little baby seal clubbing. Come on, energy.
You're sneaky.
Energy, Chris. Yeah, you snuck it in. Are you sure you're not part Russian?
Good one, John.
Thank you. God damn. Well, we got 57 more minutes of this. Again, it is Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio. He's Pete. Maybe he's Chris Lingbach.
What's up?
Show's website in papasbasement.com. Every episode we've ever done is hosted there. Find us on iTunes. Find us on Stitcher. Subscribe. Share. Please, God, share. Tell your friends about us. We're good.
Definitely share. I just put a video up there today on the Facebook channel.
Please.
It's so good.
Tell your friends.
Oh, no. This is the bit. Pete, are you ready to give me extra energy?
We are going to have to give him a brain bug autopsy.
No, this is just...
This is exactly this is kind of X-Files shit I'm seeing right now. I hate that.
This is why I was worried the instant Oathman tapped out. I was like, son of a bitch, we need Oathman to keep him from doing the low energy bit.
No. Chris, what's going on?
Yes.
Chris obviously has something he wants to get off his chest, and I think that we should just open the floor at the very beginning of the show to let him get it off his chest.
No, I'm just doing the low energy bit.
The low energy bit.
Why, though?
Because it's a passive-aggressive thing.
It's just how I feel.
He's not pumped being with us. Who could be in the studio right now to make you enthused?
You.
In all seriousness, what would make you care?
Probably nothing.
Okay. That makes me feel better.
Yeah, that's not bad. Yeah, it's like he's here as opposed to
I can get a bit of a reaction out of Chris right now. Chris, are you down because we're going to bomb North Korea?
No.
And North Korea is probably going to launch some sort of attack? Back and they're probably going to get us?
No.
Something?
Okay. No.
Does it have to do with your dog?
I'm just being myself, John.
Is this because you have to move in with your girlfriend soon?
I'm just doing entertaining radio.
Oh, no, that actually does make sense.
that he would be a little... Is this how you felt when your ex cornered you?
Yeah, when told that she had to move in.
6 months in.
6 months in?
See, I never had to do that.
Half my stuff is already here, babe. I'm just... I have to stay.
Was it actually half of her stuff, or...
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, these people, they don't have a whole lot. Let's be real.
Who, women?
Yeah.
I thought women had, like, crap on crap on crap.
That sounds disgusting.
All right, Chris. Come on, man. Come on. Snap out
of it. I looked at him.
It.
I set him up for that one.
We need actual Chris Lingbach here. This is a bad bit.
I'm here.
This is the worst.
In the flesh.
This is the worst bit. This is the worst
John,
bit.
John, maybe Chris. Are you guys a little upset, like, over the weekend?
Over what's going on right now? Yes.
Over the weekend bit that was the live show?
Yeah, I'm a little upset about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, sure.
No, he's just going to do this for 60 minutes.
So when you showed up, did you think that, like, it's going to be, like, a really good time? You're going to meet, like, a bunch of hot chicks. Well,
do you want to set it up?
Well, okay, so I don't know if I can set it up because I can only see it in my imagination, which I imagine it is no larger than this studio, which is maybe 700 square feet. No. That's way, way outrageous. 400 square feet, I would think, maybe.
We got an invite a couple weeks ago to perform at what was called a performance space, Wet Space. Now, Wet Space is a funny name. It's suggestive.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Thank you. This is just going to go on. So you and me, buddy. You and me are going to get...
I see you, bud.
Yeah, we're going to get it home.
We're going to talk about that thing I didn't go to.
Yes. So
thank God.
We get an invite from our friend Eric.
Good.
And he wants us to perform there. And frankly, I thought there's no bad exposure, which I'm starting to think is not the case. Like, if you put on a bad enough show, someone will actively not want to see you.
Could
in
happen.
The future. Yeah.
Could happen.
The irony is, I thought we were going to do a great
Mariah
show.
Carey, New Year's.
About, yeah, good point, actually. She's now just a
lot
big...
of people weren't happy about that. They're like, well, you know, I understand that you're used to certain things. And
well, she has her cadre. How do you pronounce it? Of gay fans that will never abandon her. And
how
they
do you spell
was,
it?
Of course.
C-A-D-R-E.
Hmm.
It's a noodler. Get back to me in 5 minutes. So, I figure, what the hell? We'll do a live performance. It's in front of, I learned, a bunch of college kids.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not like you, where I'm like, oh, college age.
I might be able to fit into this.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I've definitely hit that age and that weight. Where
I'd like
I'm,
to think that they would have thought I was super hot.
Yeah, you have that, you could still kind of mingle, keep up the drinking and smoking, and you won't.
I don't
but
know.
Shut up.
Sort of.
You preening little, yeah. Because your current girl's what, like?
22.
Yeah, 20.
21 20. When I met her.
Really? I forgot she was that young.
Yeah.
Good on you. All right. That's a... what can I say? I was probably like 34 when I was dating, or 33 when I was dating my girl. I met her at 22, so you're right.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So I figure, what the hell? Obviously, none of the girls here are going to be attracted to me, and I will probably view them as a little too young.
Think that, though?
What? Like, I'm going into the situation like no one's going to want to jump my bones?
I mean, that's fine.
That's my pep talk, yeah.
Yeah, that's really good pep talk. But do you think that there might have been a couple girls that would have talked to you?
I mean, short answer, probably not. No.
No?
No.
Really?
No,
That's a bummer.
I go into the world at this point thinking not much wants to screw me. And
man,
I'm
kids say
not
they're
disappointed.
So open. But
Chris, are the kids sluts these days?
I guess so.
There you go. So Chris went into it, I guess, thinking a little more positively than I did.
Mm-hmm.
So
as I would have.
Last week, I wanted to be professional about things, and I look up I get the address for this Wet Space, which is supposed to be this shared artistic space where mm-hmm. improvisers and stand-ups and, like, playwrights, everyone's doing artsy things.
Everyone gets a happy ending.
Yeah.
Mm.
Except for me. And
I mean, at Wet Space, you feel like you should.
It's a provocative name, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Chris agrees.
That's a good name.
Sling Blade. I see what you did there.
That's a good name.
So I drive to the address last week, and I show up, and it's just a house. Mm. Which, admittedly, I think through Chris, too. He'll never acknowledge that, because that would, you know, require participation on air.
Mm-hmm.
But it's weird. I'm expecting some sort of, I don't want to say a town hall, but some sort of building. Something with a basement that seems like it's
little,
not...
Little assembly, maybe a walkthrough.
Anything. I would have taken a post office parking lot. I just want anything that's going to look like it can have a show there and isn't just people getting shit-faced in front of their friends as there's pretty much a college drinking party going on.
Okay, yeah.
But I go, I meet the hostess, Morgan. I think her name was Chris.
Morgan Smalley.
Morgan Smalley.
Yeah, give her guys, give her a follow.
Yeah, she's good people.
I think I followed her, but yeah.
On Twitter.
Yeah, she shared her Twitter address at the end of the show.
Yes, Morgan Smalley.
You guys can find
too.
It at the end of the show.
It's a good one. So, yeah, I show up and it's a basement. And I'm like, I already am thinking this will not go well.
Does this basement have an exit?
Yeah, it's a basement. It's got a bathroom. And
well, I mean, sometimes, you know, like
I think he was talking about the show.
It's completely underground and it doesn't have like a back door.
Oh, just a stairs basement?
You know, because the show is called Papa's Basement, so he's asking if this basement has an exit.
It does. It does, but it's many minutes in the future, sir.
Mm.
50 minutes of this. 50
Interesting.
Minutes.
Which, by the way, was the first time you ever did a Papa's Basement inside of a basement.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Despite the name, we're actually in a studio.
Kind of crazy. But I was asking, like, did this have...
It's not a
like,
literal
backdoor
basement.
...access?
It did.
Okay.
Where are you going with that?
It's mostly a figurative basement.
I just wanted... I'm trying to get, like a better feel on this. Like, do people come through the back door? Will people coming through the stairs when they were trying to see your show, like...
Are you trying to make a sex joke?
No, I wasn't.
Mm.
I was asking him just basically like, I don't know, how did this whole operation go down? If there's people can just walk in and out and walk around you, like, can you explain to me what happened?
That sounds like it might be a good question.
All right, well, we're located at, let's just say, the back of the basement if the stairs are going to be at the front, so people are not walking past us to get to the show.
Party in the back.
Yeah, they're coming down the stairs, and then there's a little seating area with, I guess, they're honestly sitting on the, what is that brickwork called in front of a fireplace? Is there anything for that? A mantle's on top. The floor mantle. They're sitting on the floor
bricks,
mantle. What's that?
Bricks, I think.
Bricks. That's what it is. All right. So they're sitting on the bricks.
Putting on the bricks.
It's a good song. Is that one Taco? Putting on the bricks?
I don't know.
Okay.
The?
No. Hold on. This is going to be the one thing, literally the one thing that's going to bring me joy this entire episode, given how things are going.
Cool.
Putting on the Ritz is bomb.
Chris, how was your day?
It was fair.
Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
What did you eat for breakfast?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know either, but I was just wondering if you could rack your brain and decide.
It's going to be two episodes in a row I can't put out. Do you know how that feels?
What did you eat for breakfast?
Feels bad.
Yeah, I wish I could help.
It sucks when you don't put out, John.
Oh, Jesus. He thinks it's...
This is Twilight Zone. This is literally Twilight
Zone. Oh, what?
Zone
how
shit.
He's like normal until the mic goes on?
Yeah.
And then we just get torpedoed?
This is some...
Sounds familiar, kind of.
You know what sounds familiar? This. So this is a clip from John and Chris' basement show over at the Papa's Basement Show, which I didn't get to make.
Can I set it up a little more, or is that just...
No, go ahead.
I'm trying to just eat minutes at this point.
You can go ahead.
Do what you do, John.
Thank you. Is that painting a picture with my words, Chris?
I think so.
Thank you. He's so supportive, man. So, the big night is Sunday night. You can't make it. I thought we were walking in with four of us. Me, you, Pete, that is. Chris and Oathman. Oathman can't make it. He's busy doing his other show.
Mm-hmm. Writing raps about farts.
Yeah, he is rapping as well. Pete, you were busy just not wanting to drive like 90 minutes.
Oh, I was busy with, like, I can't even talk about it, but I was really busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Chris was there. Chris
yes,
shows
was.
Up. And our buddy Jesse, who's a young buck who just graduated from George Mason, where a lot of these people are from. If
94.
Born in 94?
Yeah, I think so.
Buck yeah. like a deer.
Sum up a bitch. Mm-hmm.
Buck like an uncle.
Like a young deer.
Do you have any idea how mad I am because I thought we were going to come in and do a great episode?
Dude, I thought so too,
that
man.
I could shove up the
I
ass.
I thought we were going to fuck around F8 that.
Everyone who thought this show sucks.
Yeah, fuck it, man.
After
F8 that.
Nah, fuck it. Because I'm not putting this one out for wide release. It's shitty.
Yeah.
So we'll just put it. I don't. It won't be put
Let's
on.
Let's just cut loose, man. Yeah, you're putting me on pins and needles, Chris. I don't know what the fuck's going on, man.
Mm.
Yeah, because you came in here. We were talking.
We're talking normally.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
It's a, like
you got a point to prove.
It's an improv bit, but
we're not seeing it. You should say it.
He needs to at least spell out the character. But this is the character he's done multiple times on the show. Anytime Oathman's not here or Tom Daly isn't here. Does that just need to be policy if we can't get Tom or Oath?
No Chris's?
Maybe.
What's up with that, man?
I don't know.
You drove all the way out here.
That's true. That's a good point.
You drove all the way out here.
Yep.
What the hell, man?
He thinks it's a silly character because he's committed
to it. And you don't even
it,
feel
but...
sorry. What the hell?
So let's just play the audio.
Let's play the audio, baby.
So we do a live show, me, Chris, and Jesse, in front of maybe like 10 kids from George Mason, who...
Bunch of guys, right?
Yeah,
wiry
a bunch of guys.
Arms.
Morgan, and then one
We're
other girl.
We're going to get their asses kicked for saying something stupid because they think it's liberal, but they also are being aggressive, so I want to punch them in the face.
Yeah, the show went, I can only say horribly.
Sweet.
It was awkward.
No,
I mean,
that's why I feel
30
like
seconds
I
in.
Couldn't be there because I'm like, dude, I agree with these points, but no.
We should roll a clip.
Let's roll that.
I mean, we
beautiful.
Can. Oh, you didn't you like that
footage? All right, so this clip here is
Hold
the.
Hold on, I need to bring up the audio. Actually.
All right, this is the first one from the.
The buzz.
Ooh, can you hear it? It sounds
yes.
fantastic. So this clip here is the breakfast bit.
Well, the idea was we were going to pull clips from the show and then play them on air because they're so bad we could kind of analyze them, go over it. But
wow, man. So yeah, it was fun. It was a good day. And hey,
what did
I
have a question for this day that you've had. What did you have for breakfast?
I don't know.
You don't know what you had for breakfast this morning?
Oh, and by the way,
Are you doing a character right
He's
now?
Going to
the audio
yeah, reach between his pants and
Is
say,
my
D's
breath,
nuts.
My breath smell bad?
No, I'm just interested.
On top of everything, yeah.
What you ate today to have such a terrific day.
Jesse, just question.
These clips are so bad.
God, I know this is going to lead to something.
Dude, just tell me what you had for breakfast.
I don't know.
Well...
This
Sorry.
Is weird, though, okay. because this is disproving
How
my theory.
How did he screw you, Jesse? What was he supposed
He's
to say?
With
he was
Jesse.
Gonna, supposed to tell me anything that he had for breakfast.
He was acting normal.
And then I was going to, you know, if I wanted to have a really shitty
Still
day, eat that for breakfast.
So it's you?
Yeah.
It's my fault?
Is the equation for shitty, Chris, you without
me?
Oathman or Tom?
Pete? Do
What's
you hate
confusing
me?
About this clip is that I didn't really truly understand the question.
All right, so I'm not kidding. I don't remember a lot of this. Like, it was just a blur of fucking torment doing
same,
that show.
Same.
It was so, I don't want to say humiliating, because what the fuck were the stakes? It was like an audience of 8 people. But it is so hard. And Chris, do you have any insight into this? But I feel if you're a radio show, and you are not, in essence, addressing like a legion of fans, like people who specifically came there for you. What the living fuck can you do to win anyone over in that situation?
Basically nothing.
That's how it felt.
Right.
It felt completely powerless, and you're like, wow, we have 45 minutes to fill.
I think what made it more uncomfortable, and this is no slight against Jesse Robinson, who was like a perfectly nice guy.
Yeah.
I think that's the first time I've really spoke at length with him,
mm-hmm.
other than maybe like a passing hello at some improv event, but is that I didn't really feel like I had a background with him to sort of fall back onto. So at least with you guys, if I was sitting in a room full of strangers, I could fall back on that and go, well, I can talk about this with them or find some sort of rhythm with them until John does a Jewish bit
mm-hmm.
and then kills the room.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't really have that. We didn't really have that with Jesse because I had never met, like, I'd never interacted with the guy in any sort of lengthy discussion. So I didn't really have a rapport with the guy to fall back on.
So you're interested in, like, telling all our trade secrets? Whenever.
Well, it's not a trade secret, it's a human secret. And by human secret, I mean people interact with each other, then they get to know each other.
No, it was the first time that you had to meet Jesse. And I will admit, I feel like there were some negation of premises between the three of you guys, like, on all fronts. Like, everybody negated each other.
Like, everybody involved negated each other.
I would say 100%.
Give me an example.
Let's play that beautiful footage.
Okay.
Let's play some footage.
Mm. Footage is slang for static, apparently.
Let's roll the tape.
Special.
Ugh.
It's a liver and onion pizza.
And wait, liver and onion pizza?
Yeah, liver and onion. It's
that
old.
Sounds disgusting.
It is, but he's old. That's what they eat, apparently, Jesse.
Do you... Have you ever had a liver and onion pizza?
Fucking voice.
No, I have not.
No, not nor have I.
Voice sounds fun.
But
you
it's
don't know that no. People like by law eat liver and onions.
I don't know. It must be on your brain. You're thinking about it. I think you want to try it. I think you want to try liver and onion.
I mean,
pizza.
If someone
listen
wants
to Chris
order
at the end.
One and get it here in the next 30 minutes.
Someone goes and tries to call Papa John's, and your phone just starts ringing accidentally.
Well, I don't think they would have that as an option, but you could order a cheese, and then in the notes be like, please bring me liver and onions. You can get it from Denny's on the senior menu. Mm.
You can,
and
by the way.
Just throw it together and make John eat it.
Mm.
And I will vomit, and that will be the end of the show.
Bing.
Yeah.
So
okay.
No.
Oh.
Go back.
You said bing and pointed at me.
I meant.
Did you want me to pull out my cock or shut down the pod?
He meant bing, right. John.
Here, hold on.
End of the show.
Yeah.
So, do you have any topics you wanted to get to today, John?
Oh.
I wanted to get to that part.
Oh. Was that Chris?
While you guys were in the middle of
not wanting
whatever
to do,
you were doing.
Not doing a riff on delicious pizza toppings or Denny's. There are so many directions that could have gone in.
Yeah, there are.
Oh, shit, he's back down to shutdown, Chris. Yeah. This is a bad bit. I like it when he's alive for 30 seconds.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right, well, let's let him sit through another clip.
Do you?
It's dead.
Did it's ya? Dead. Is the show dead?
Do you?
Here's what's great about this. Being okay. Here in the
oh, West, yeah. This is Chris far off mic.
Usually, we're in a studio.
Yes.
And we kind of acknowledge among each other when the wheels really come off the show.
Mm-hmm. That seems weird.
Feel it.
Oh, yeah.
It's just
you just have to live in it.
Deafening silence and leering eyes just staring back at you.
I'm literally just staring at you two.
We're
sometimes
doing
you do it on purpose.
I just spilled gin all over the front of my face. So, we're having a great time, but I'd like to make it known, if we do end up being hated at the end of this, mm-hmm. that I'm not an actual member of the Papa's Basement podcast. I am a visiting guest.
Neither am I. I'm just a regular guest.
Yeah, this guy...
It's all John's fault.
This guy, John Papa Giorgio.
True.
So if you need a locksmith, call this guy.
Yeah.
What's funny is that the crowd didn't know that you were a locksmith, so they didn't find that funny.
No, they didn't.
Thank God you told them.
Yeah, I liked that. That was a complete non sequitur to them. Made me laugh, but
yeah, when something just like that's a part of your everyday life for years and years and years is just a non sequitur.
They could have mentioned you worked at a radio station. No one would have known that.
Nope.
We got anything else?
Everything is basically meaningless. Yeah, it's just pointless.
It's
So I'm just pointless.
He's doing some sort of character bit, but I don't know what the end game is. I don't know if he's going to put like a 10-hour compilation out of like times I did Dead Chris and fucked the Papa's Basement show.
I would say that after listening to that show, I would say the highlight is maybe some character work by Mr. Jesse Robinson.
What is character work?
And I think that, you know, every time you say, like, every time you fucking sidetrack the show by just saying, like, something where I fuck up my words, because I do. I don't think it helps any bit. I don't know why you fucking do that at all.
Now we're just screaming at Chris.
Sorry about that.
No. I just don't think, I don't think it's fucking important. I don't know why you do that. And, I don't know. You don't add anything. You really don't. Like, when you come in here and you fucking say shit like that, like, I know I fuck up my words. I tell John all the time, I fuck up my words. I told him I need to go to speech therapy because I say shit wrong. I say it like fucking Rich Voss all the time. But, like,
141 IQ.
I do not appreciate being called out on it, and I don't think it helps anything other than to sidetrack the story. So, thanks.
That's
what
really
I did
sad.
Want to say was post-stroke Dick Clark was probably the funniest
person. I'm sorry
person.
About that.
No, I don't care. Post-stroke Dick Clark, I think, is probably the funniest person we have had on the show in a long time. He's one of my favorite characters.
Jesse did a great character when he was in studio, and he busted
he
it
does,
out again.
And it's also really cool because you can tell that, like, half the audience thinks it's cringy, mm-hmm. half the audience thinks that's probably too far.
And it's actually funny.
And then, like, two guys think that's the funniest shit I've ever heard in my entire life.
You're looking right? at one of so. Them. All right.
He's not looking at me.
Just because I'd like to bring in
I will look at you.
Dick Clark, because I want to kind of do that every time I jump on into the basement.
I mean, we're always honored to have you on the show.
Well, thank you very much.
that is amazing.
Okay.
I wish we did. I wish we... Just for once, I wish
okay.
we could get rid of that little hum.
Don't you fucking laugh, all right? okay. Wait. I can do it. Don't give it to that Seacrest fucker. I can do it. All right. Here we go. Every year, once a year, everybody is together for one magnificent moment as we take and we go from one year to the next year. The streamers will fly.
He does it for a while.
And
yeah.
People have been waiting
out
there
for
hours,
hours
and hours.
It was the highlight of the evening to me. I'm going to kill it for a sec. Do you want to keep playing the clipper?
Why'd you do that?
I just let it play. It's got like another minute.
That long.
All right.
And you can kill it whenever. Like, it's got a couple of minutes.
It's actually funny.
I'm just saying it's...
Is that why you wanted to kill it?
Oh, my God.
So,
as soon as we're done with this
ado,
clip, the show's over.
We're going to hand it off to Kesha.
Good reference.
So Kesha can bring us into the new year on ABC. Whatever you do, don't change the channel to NBC.
God damn. He held it for so long, dude. That was really awesome.
Guy's good.
I will always be better than Ryan Seacrest.
But, like, for the amount of people in the room, you can tell, like, who's not laughing.
Well, this is
and you know that they feel weird about
this
it.
This has been a fun evening.
Oh, yeah.
And
there's...
I'd like to thank everybody for watching.
Is it
going to
keep going? How much is left?
Tonight.
15 seconds.
Okay.
We hope you enjoy your 2004.
That's a post-stroke Dick Clark.
Thank you guys for listening to Papa's Basement. This has been Papa's Basement. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Stitcher, SoundCloud, YouTube.
Wait, are we done?
I am.
Why?
At Pete Maybe.
I don't know, man.
John
we just started.
Is Papa's Basement.
Yeah. You guys keep going?
What's that?
Why don't we break down some more audio?
I think we'll just kill the show.
Why?
It's got a weird energy.
Oh, that's strange.
Yeah.
It's strange that the energy could be affecting the show.
All right.
Very strange.
Well, yeah, we'll do the
Let's keep going, though. Nah. I would love to keep going.
I'm pretty done.
You can keep recording.
Well, I'm not going to beg.
No, we're good. All righty.